This year, 100 years since the end of the First World War, Australia House in London has also turned 100. Australia House is Australia's oldest diplomatic mission in historically one of the most significant buildings. So grand it is inside that even scenes of a Harry Potter movie were filmed there. Samantha Hawley attended an event to mark the centenary and she filed this report so you could be there too.
It's a jewel in Australia's overseas missions. In all its historic glory, it stands in the centre of London. When you enter, as so many Australians have done over the decades, the grand marble hall, the elegant staircases, the chandeliers, the art on the walls, all speak of something very special. On this occasion, I've come to Australia House to celebrate its 100th year, which, as it happens, has coincided with the 70th birthday of Prince Charles. The Prince of Wales and his wife Camilla have also come to unveil a portrait, a birthday present from Australia. Standing in the grand marble hall and listening to the Australian High Commissioner George Brandis recount a tale of a time gone by was so moving it almost brought me to tears. I don't know if I was the only one.
When Your Royal Highness's great-grandfather, King George V, laid the foundation stone on the 24th of July 1913, no one foresaw the magnitude of the horror which would, a year later, befall the world. By the time Australia House was opened 5 years later, just 3 months before the armistice, Australia no longer needed to prove its nationhood by a statement in marble and timber, because the more than 300,000 Australians who fought and the 60,000 who died in Gallipoli and on the Western Front had already proved that much more emphatically in flesh and blood and sinew. The day King George V opened Australia House, on the 3rd of August 1918, this exhibition hall, as it is tonight, was filled with distinguished guests to mark the significance of the occasion. Taking pride of place among the leading citizens of the land were some 300 wounded Australian servicemen, specially invited by the High Commissioner, Andrew Fisher. In thanking the King, Fisher said, "It is the earnest wish of the Commonwealth Government that Australia House may be a tangible sign to the people of the United Kingdom that their interests and those of their kinfolk in the great Commonwealth overseas are common alike in peace and in war. And so, over this past century, has it proved to be."
Prince Charles followed on.
Australia House was opened by my great-grandfather, King George V, in what were the grimmest of times. It was August 1918, and the tragic conflict that came to be known as the Great War was by then in its final months. As we mark the centenary of the Great War earlier this month, so must we never forget that over 1 million British, Australian, and Commonwealth servicemen fought together with common purpose and tragically lost their lives so that we could be here today. He was greeted by rousing and affectionate cheers of cooee from Australian diggers in their slouch hats gathered outside. Many of these men had fought at Gallipoli, at Passchendaele, or at Villers Bretonneux, where their extraordinary courage and tenacity helped turn the tide of the war. In 1940, those Australians who worked in this building bore witness to the Blitz and the devastation wrought around them. Once again, Britain, at the time of her greatest peril, knew that she did not stand alone. No one in this country should forget the wartime message sent by Prime Minister Menzies and inscribed on the Australian War Memorial at Hyde Park Corner. Whatever burden you are to carry, we also will shoulder that burden. There could hardly be a more profound testament to friendship, or one that has endured so well through peace and war, prosperity and hardship. In fact, in all circumstances, save perhaps an ashes test.
So if you're in London, pay a visit to Australia House. See it in all its glory. It is yours, after all. This is Samantha Hawley in London for Correspondence Report.